fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 20th of October. Prep tip of the day, my friend James Wesley Rawls. His book is being published today, released today on Amazon. The title of the book is The Ultimate Prepper's Survival Guide. I say again, The Ultimate Prepper's Survival Guide. James Wesley Rawls, R-A-W-L-E-S, is the author. Place your order today. Let's get that book near the top of the list. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We've got Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. And it is IsraeliNewsLive.org, right, Steve? And Steve O'Neill and, of course, Leon Green. Well, gentlemen, we're getting some good information from Steve O'Neill this morning about the what's really going on with the planet's climate, soon to happen collapse of agriculture worldwide. Now, Steve O'Neill, are we looking at primarily the southern hemisphere or the northern or both?
Entire planet.
Okay.
The northern hemisphere is affected first because that's where most of industry is and the effect mostly is. But, my God, look at Australia. The roads are burning up so hot, the cars melt into. You know, they're having a horrible drought and tremendous heat down there. Ironically, the eastern North America is the one area that's least affected, but that's artificial because of the downdraft from the Arctic, because they're driving other stuff up there. But anyway, enough of that. We'll hear from the other two about it.
Right. Well, bringing up Steve Ben Noon to bring up to speed, Steve O'Neill is a student of Martin Armstrong, and Martin has a website, of course, where he puts his reports out. A very recent report was talking about the collapse of agriculture worldwide beginning around 2022, although I'm already seeing, not so much because of climate, because of supply disruptions due to COVID. I've told the story a number of times the past month or so that my local supermarket manager places a weekly order to his warehouse for 850 items, which he'd been getting delivery for years, 850 items. Now, the last 4 or 5 months, he gets about half of what he orders. So Steve Bannoun, you're in touch with a lot of folks and know a lot of stuff. Do you have any follow-up in all this? Hello, Steve. Okay. Steve, are you there? Steve Bannoun? Is Leon there? Is Steve O'Neill there?
Yes, John. Can you hear me?
I can. Well, I know Leon had to go, and I don't know what happened to Steve Bannoun. I'm struggling here with a telephone instead of my usual Skype connection. I apologize.
Maybe we can check on. I hear what he knows about it all, and maybe we can get him back on. He probably just briefly lost contact.
Well, I can notify my engineer. My internet's back up and running. If she wants to call me on the Skype, I can answer that call. Off to the races. The powers that be, these are bloodlines that have survived these events for thousands of years, haven't they, Steve?
There's a lot to that, yes. We don't know it all, but they're not in absolute control of everything, but they're in significant control. I like to refer to Joe Skallison's point of view on some of this. Skallison's strategic relocation thesis is very interesting. In fact, in particular, the nuclear war scenario that's not related to climate in Skousen's analysis is nonetheless very consistent with what may become a dreadful need on our part to do something about stopping this climate the shift. That's related to the Russia and China equation and the New World Order, essentially. All related back, you look at Brexit and all this, and you see how they intertwine. But there is, of course, a supranational organization. It's primarily the merchant bankers of many thousands of years of age, some of these families. And the American society has, since the American Revolution, been a thorn in the side of this pharaohs versus slaves type of order. The New World Order is not new. It's the Old World Order calling itself new. That's always been my view of it. And it's a ridiculous misnomer. It's ironic. And that's what's so funny about it. It's not funny, haha. But according to Skousen's thesis, for what it's worth, and it may be worth something, the Russia and China will be steered into conflict. Preemptive conflict with the United States. His original estimates were mid-2020s due to the technology gap, which they're furiously trying to close, and that they will develop imperialistic, anti-American, they will essentially attack our military assets and shut us down. And then, according to Skousen's work, the idea is that this higher order of authority, which just weighs issue, will intervene on behalf of world peace. You can see a bit of a Book of Revelation side to it, dimension, if you wish. And they will intervene and with their space weapons, which are far more advanced than what we're normally. These obviate much of our nuclear assets, but they will intervene and essentially destroy American freedoms in one, essentially summary event, and bring us all under this new old order. That's the thesis. Now, is that exactly true? I don't know, but there's a component to it that is very concerning, because we see it in everything that's happening in our society. We see it in the election, what they're trying to do to Trump. Now, keep in mind, I'm not entirely pleased with Trump at all on some things, especially he's lost in a mid-century, endless social-industrial expansion paradigm. He can't get out of that. He doesn't understand what's going on with the climate. And presidents just really aren't generally told. It's like the E.T. issue. Eisenhower had to threaten to send the First Army over to Grim Lake. Instead, he sent a couple of guys from the CIA over there, and they got the information for him. Very interesting. There's a fellow, I forget his name, that went through that discussion. I can send you in some time. But these supranational effects are not all powerful, but they're powerful enough that they govern the agenda. They govern educational agendas. They govern corporate agendas. For the most part, they govern institutional and national agendas. And if you listen to Ronald Bernard discussing a movement of financial assets around the world, they control nations by moving this money underground, just under the cover of legality, actual physical cash and otherwise, to control, essentially global assets. This is what's going on. And meanwhile, people try to live in countries such as ours thinking that we vote and have representation and that the world's going to be fine. It isn't. We really need to change our paradigm, and that's really the important point.
It is. Go ahead. You had a caller, Steve. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
The last thing I was going to mention very quickly is that the power gain on the Earth is about 4 to 5 Hiroshimas per second, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, approaching 10 to the 14th watts, or 100 trillion watts. That's the rate at which we're gaining heat on this planet. Most of it in the oceans, and by the way, the oceans are mostly dead now. That's where most of the heat capacity is. The atmosphere is secondary, losing the Gulf Stream and other things, and the changes in the weather, and these inland hurricanes and so forth. These are all consequences. Anyway, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay, well, let's take our caller. And Steve Bannoon, welcome back, sir. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hi. I tuned in a little late, John, and I've been hearing the past half hour, 45 minutes or so, but I haven't heard anybody mention yet the plagues of locusts that have been ravaging, North Africa up into the Middle East, over to Egypt, and now down into South America. We've seen in recent weeks the locust plagues down there as well. And I'm wondering if anybody's following that or is factoring this in.
Well, I'm aware of it. Steve O'Neill, are you aware of the locusts and how that...
Yes. This was heavily discussed months ago. This was an issue last year. And, yes, it's a good point to bring up. These are part of it, the matter of those biological cycles. These locusts are... I believe it's worse than usual because it's exacerbated by the factors related to climate. That's my view.
Right.
Yes, it's important.
Oh, yeah. And what's amazing, the locust plagues illustrate how, we are not being shown what's going on around the world by the news media. I mean, I'm sure, some video footage of what has been transpiring with these locusts would be quite amazing. It's something I've seen depicted in movies and stuff like that, and only seen, but I mean, nobody's out there showing us locust plagues that are a mile wide and miles long and hundreds of feet high, so they simply choose not to inform us about this. And yet, they've wiped out, they've eaten every bit of vegetation in vast swaths of North Africa and the Middle East even. And we don't hear much about this. They've been up into the Arabian Peninsula and that thing as well. And now they're down threatening South America. It's different swarms, but... definitely occurring in South America, so that's certainly a big thing there. We've become, here in the U.S., we've become sort of spoiled. We're relieved. I think most people just sort of think that things are going to normalize for a while here, and I think they're going to be very surprised.
Hello.
In the near future. Hello? I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, hi, I'm here. Hello? Yes.
Yeah, I hear you fine, John.
Okay. I think people have become spoiled, thinking that things are going to normalize. And just last week we saw, recent weeks we've seen COVID clampdowns in places like Israel and Britain and stuff, people started lining up and, you know, hoarding things again in Britain. And here in the United States, we're seeing miles-long lines of cars for lining up for food bank handouts and parking lots and stuff. So as much as, you know, people are wishful thinking that things are going to continue to get better, I suspect this is going to change very rapidly, and especially with the onset of the cold weather, the onset of the flu season, and, you know, the you know, basically the colder, tougher weather. So anyway, I just thought I'd raise these questions. All right, gentlemen,
good
thank
question.
You.
Okay. Steve Bannon, do you have any response to Glenn's comments?
Well, you know, it's just a factor of all those issues combined together, John. You got the locusts, you got weather-related issues, man-made plus as well as natural occurrence with solar minimums and everything else you could possibly imagine. And all of this together is just crashing down the agricultural industry. And so we really got to consider, John, growing our own food, as you guys have mentioned so many times, but especially even if you're building a greenhouse to grow in, that thing's got to be able to be really weather resistant to high winds. In fact, that's one of the things that I'm doing. I'm building one that's hurricane proof. Although I'm not dealing with hurricanes, I still am concerned about high winds up here in the more of the northern states as well.
It may very well be. I'm trying to do two things here. I'm multitasking, trying to get reconnected. Your follow-up there, Steve O'Neill?
Well, with these inland hurricanes, it's very wise. We have a lot more energy in the atmosphere, and we see this in the form of these inland cyclones that you, of course, mentioned back in 07 and so forth. And I, of course, got caught in one of those, Latin Forest. This increased wind energy is actually due, in many respects, to...
Hello.
Oh, are you there, John? I can hear you. Anyway, I'll keep going on.
You're coming in good, Steve. You're coming in really good.
Okay. Thank you. I guess John is unplugged for a moment. The interesting thing is that in storm thermodynamics, you look at hurricanes, the electrical conductivity is lower over the oceans than it is over the land, and that's why you have a shift from primarily wind to rain when the hurricanes enter over the land. The wind slows down, and they dump rain. Well, we've been manipulating the weather so much that we have a higher, what's called a chemical potential, it's particulate density. This reduces rainfall and creates dry lightning, and we see a lot of that starting fires out west. And it also increases wind on the main, the development, redevelopment of wind in the intracontinental regions. So, yes, this, I believe, is the primary reason why you're seeing increase these straight-line winds, these inland high cyclones that have much larger total energy than the storm fronts that used to have this cumulonimbus clouds and tornadoes occasionally and all that. These storms are hundreds, if not 1,000 miles wide in the middle of the country. And it's been going on since the mid-aughts. And this was predicted. This was anticipated by the weather people who knew what was going to happen. They already had this characterized. Yes, you're very wise to anticipate much heavier wind potential, especially up if you're up in the northwest area, up in those mountain areas. It can be a bit dicey.
Hold that thought, Steve. And Steve, we have a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes, sir!
Hear anything?
I can hear you, John. This is Steve.
Okay, Steve. I guess the spot's over. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We're having technical issues this morning with Skype, and it's just the nature of doing live talk radio. Steve, in addition to all the things that you've been communicating the last hour or so, I've become aware of what appears to be an increase in gamma rays hitting planet Earth. And are you aware of that, sir?
I hadn't heard that. Now, by some of those are cosmic rays. In other words, there might be cosmic source.
Right.
That's a whole different ballgame. Ozone doesn't help a whole lot. It helps a little. Well, it helps some. But if they're high enough energy, they go barreling right on through. Those are not usually the major problem. They
If you have a supernova not too far away, it is. There might be a gamma ray source that's giving us a little bit. I would doubt that it's a major concern unless something really big and visible. Our concern is the shift from UVA to UVB to UVC, and what's next is X-ray, and that's soft X-ray. Now, that's different than gamma rays. They're the same.
Right.
They're photons. But gamma rays are generally from a nuclear fusion or fission source or decay. Now, I hadn't heard about that. Was that a NASA publication?
It's being reported by Hal Turner on his website. And he gives what appears to be verifiable, reliable sources for what he's stating. I'll see if I can forward that to you, Steve, and then you can review it yourself.
The devil is in the detail. It may be a non-event, or it may be something of significance. Generally speaking, we don't worry about those things. Those are way deep in deep space, and they're not really a factor.
Okay. Well, I hope that's the truth. Because the article he wrote makes it appear that they're very concerning. And we don't need anything else to be concerned about, do we, sir?
No, we have plenty to deal with.
We have plenty.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we do have plenty. Well, before the bottom of the hour break, how's your preparedness preparations coming, sir?
I got surprisingly much done before the rain came in. It just came in a little late, and doing what I can. I'm going to have to shut down for the winter and focus over in Arkansas for a while and then try to pick it up next year. It's been going. I'm doing it as fast as I can.
Well, good. We're working here to get as much done before the winter sets in, putting down water pipes, sewer lines, communication cables. This Saturday, I'll be replacing a section of concrete sidewalk, maybe 4 by 5 feet, not terribly big. It's maybe take about 2 or 3 hours to get it done. But winter's on the way, isn't it?
It always happens a little too quick. Yeah.
It does. We got a caller on hold here, Steve. We got Pat in New York. Morning, Pat. New York. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I'm calling about another story of Hal Turner's, the one about the Canadian Parliament where they're discussing internment camps, and then the letter that came from the government official that lays out a timeline according to quarters as far as what's going to be happening in the next few months with lockdowns and the Great Reset. Do you know anything about that? Is that legitimate?
Well, I saw the headline, and I haven't followed up on it. The story has to do, allegedly, with more COVID concerns and lockdowns. Is that accurate, Pat?
It uses COVID as the cover, of course, but,
right.
You know, it's talks about, you know, going in and seizing assets and, you know, being given an ultimatum. You take the vaccine or, you know, we're going to put you in a camp and take your assets.
Right.
Either way, they're going to take your assets.
Right.
And it's different in that it's broken down into a timeline of specific quarters, and I haven't seen that before. Usually I see vague generalities in these kinds of reports, and I'm just wondering if, you know, you had heard anything about this, if it was real.
Not in any detail. Steve, have you heard about this?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Why don't you follow up with Pat here about what you know, sir?
Yeah, well, I'm there with the issue with Canada. In fact, I believe even Armstrong commented on it a day or two ago. You know, this is clearly part of an agenda. And, you know, with the virus, of course, is a very serious problem with unknown latent issues. But so much it is being played as a way to organize people under a global agenda.
All right, right. Hold that thought, Steve. Pat, hold on. We got a call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 20th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there to educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you wonder. All right there at my website. Lots of things. Also, my website, if you've got issues with arthritis pain, I do have something that will help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. I'm taking delivery of 20 more Energy Cleaners tonight from my friend Tom Berryhill. I have mattress pads in stock, ordering more. It will help. If you've got arthritis pain, you have sleep issues, you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do, maybe you do. If you do, get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Check out the details at my website. Place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check, my address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's a toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We've got Steve O'Neill with us. Steve Ben-Noon may be back. And Steve was just answering Pat's question about what's going on in Canada. Did you have any more to add to that, Steve, you haven't already talked about?
Yeah, I'll try to keep it short. There are concerns that have been coming through on more than one account that Canada has a very draconian... Canada, Australia and Britain have very draconian lockdown and world order reactions to this whole thing. The COVID is a very sophisticated false flag that has its own biologic legitimacy. It's a severe concern, and I'm as bad as I think the morbidity concerns are with this virus, our sociological concerns are even deeper. We've got to react to this. People need to be getting a stock of quinine, zinc, and vitamin B3 and getting together and addressing their future. That's what we need to be doing, and we wouldn't have this pandemic if we did those things. And with the masks, too, in the appropriate locations. I'm sure Trump is sick and tired of this, and he was not. He simply, his mentality, and certainly the men surrounding him are just not helping him. He's lost. I'm sure he's sick and tired of this, and I suspect if I were him, I would say, okay, we're done with the election. I'll just go to Scotland, and I think that's what he might actually do. The other thing I would like to mention, Steve Quayle alerts have a somewhat variable and dubious effect at times, but there was just, I believe yesterday, a mention from Montana and Ohio, maybe another state, of a conversion of the guards from prison facilities from the locals to National Guard and so forth with some kind of FEMA involvement. Here, again, this may have all been speculation, but you hear these bits and pieces coming out. They begin to paint a picture. The FEMA spectrum may lead to very unpleasant realities coming our way regarding handling this virus and the agenda. It's not the virus, the legitimate issues with the virus, but the fact that we have a new world order agenda that's not friendly to us, and that's really what we need to address.
I think
what the concerns were, and I believe they're very, very legitimate.
Okay, Pat, are you still there?
Yeah, I was just wondering, as far as, you know, making immediate plans and the urgency of, you know, what to do. Of course, it's always urgent, but if they're talking, you know, if this timeline that is in his information is correct, you know, you're talking about having to take major action, like literally within the next few weeks, if you want to escape some of this. And I'm wondering, like, specifically, you know, how legitimate this letter that he got from supposed parliament member, there's any way to find out about that, or?
Right. Well, I don't know. You got some follow-up there, Steve?
Lord, I'll tell you, there are so many things like this. You know, you really hate to overreact and throw your life upside down on rumor like this. On the other hand, there's signs of Indians everywhere, so to speak. No offense to Native Americans, but the thing is that I believe that one should take a graduated approach. In particular, I think that the great need is for people to get together and address this, start talking about it and saying, listen, you know, this doesn't have to be gloom and doom. We have to react to realities. And the most positive thing we can do is face the truth, whatever it is. And after that, action can be based. And I think if people are get together, we'll have each other's support, our moral support, and, by the way, strategic support. We need to be doing this, and it's not happening. You know, and the people who are not on board with this, well, too bad for them. They're going to be in the winning race going over the... need to be getting together and talk, gathering information. That's how I agree.
Well, Pat, you got a pretty comprehensive answer there. Did you need anything else?
No, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Pat, for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, Steve, what's that Chinese proverb that about living in interesting times? They shouldn't wish for that. Yeah. Right. be careful what you wish for. There's no doubt the times we're living in are not only interesting, but they're historic and becoming quite dangerous, aren't they, sir?
Oh, to say the least. I've still got a darn echo on this phone. That's so fun. I think you have a some connections get this bounce. Are they, are you? Is it a Skype connection or?
I'm on telephone. The power outage knocked out Skype, and our attempts to reconnect have not been successful. So I'll probably finish the Today Show on the telephone, unfortunately. Oh well.
Anyway, John, there's so many things to address, and people have to get on with their lives. We all, you can't just tear your life apart every day worrying about the sky falling. But I believe in the main that the people are being deceived. The press, oh my God, is so disgusting. I've already made my comments about them, but Western, listen, the Chinese, the CTN, it's far better than Western press, and they have their own Chinese agenda.
Uh-huh.
At least you hear us about what's going on in the world a little bit. I mean, it's not all, whales and puppy dogs and a very, very left-leaning bias, that you see in these in the media. I'd be pulling their darn licenses, frankly.
Right.
I'm up with this Trump's bill on a few things. I think I'd just do that. Be practical about it.
Right.
It's not an agenda of a platform. You need to be at least have a genuflect toward objectivity. Otherwise, this is violating your FCC license terms.
There's a big battle pending on that right now about all those matters related to that. That's true.
Well, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth. Listen, when I started getting censored, that little fact checker thing on when I was talking about hydroxychloroquine and issues related to the virus back in March and April, I hit a White House survey, and whether they read them or not is another question, but I wrote very at length about this, and I strongly suggested they go ahead and regard Facebook and Twitter and these organizations as a threat to national security and handle them as such. And I wouldn't put up with it for one damn minute. And they finally started getting on their cases, but we have such a divided country, John.
It is divided, and that's why we have all these prognostications about civil war coming. Steve, we got a couple of callers here. First, we have Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. Steve, good morning. John, maybe you got the information. Yeah, good morning. I sent out some information on this Chinese whistleblower reveals Hunter Biden sex tapes contain video of Joe Biden's son sexually abusing multiple underage Chinese teens. I didn't hear you guys talk about it. I don't know what you think about it. I ran it by an ex-senator, and he said he wasn't going to touch it because it could be false information. It looked pretty real to me, but I hadn't considered that it was false. Do you guys have any opinion on this? And secondly, could also the if riots are generated through all the activities that are happening in this election, that would seem to be a reasonable cover for doing what the Chinese did, perhaps, and disappear a lot of people. Your thoughts?
Well, that's a possibility. As far as the evidence of Hunter Biden engaged in improper activities with underage youngsters, if proven true, hopefully the Department of Justice will prosecute him. The thing most of us can and should be interested in is the malfeasance and criminal activity of Joe Biden, because he's about to become president of the United States, possibly. I hope not. If the evidence is true about Hunter Biden, that would be more blackmail evidence for the Russians and Chinese to use against us and use against Joe Biden. Very sad commentary on where we are. You got some follow-up there, Steve?
We're in the last 2 weeks, before the election. God knows what the truth is. What do you do and all this? First of all, this stuff comes up, and we're not even talking about the national issues. What Biden's position on the United Nations, et cetera, you don't hear anything about this. Well, it's all blood. And I'm fairly well sick of it. I don't think I'm alone in that.
We're not alone. My God, Right.
John, what do we
right.
Let's see, we
well,
do.
there's a lot of silliness in these alleged debates. The next one and the last one will be the day after tomorrow on Thursday. Anything else, Dave?
Yeah, I think if you look into that information some more and what the Chinese fellow says, he's claiming that the Bidens, both of them together, received great financial benefit amounting to $4.5 billion. That's so large that it might make you question the whole thing. But
right.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. It could involve directly Joe Biden. Yeah, thanks.
It may be. Okay. Looks like we got a Glenn from Pennsylvania is back. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yes, hello again, John. Back to the food shortages and their political implications. Sure, you probably already know, China is already suffering from food shortages, and those are getting worse and being exacerbated. But we also know that if governments stand a chance of being blamed by their public in times of dearth and shortages, they'll often take their countries to war. And we've seen this story of Xi Jinping telling his military to prepare for war. And then just the other day, we had an incursion by a couple of Chinese Su-30s or several, Chinese Sukhoi-30s into Taiwanese airspace, and they were repelled by F-16s scrambled by Taiwan, which, almost seems kind of ironic because supposedly the Su-30s are, the superior platform in terms of maneuverability and stuff like that, but the F-16s did manage to get missile lock on the Su-30s and drive them away. There's some aerobatics, no shots fired. But if this could be, Xi Jinping could be considering, going to war against Taiwan. And Taiwan certainly can't count on us because, we didn't back them up, previously, and that's how they ended up on Formosa and creating the nation of Taiwan. So. They really can't rely on us too much, but food shortages can lead to wars, and this could be going on. I just thought I'd mention that.
Well, there is certainly a historical record of that happening frequently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just want to mention that. All right, thank you, John.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Okay, thank you for the call. Steve, there's certainly a historical basis for countries going to war as a consequence of. Food charges, famine, isn't there?
Well, you discussed it, at least indirectly. And also, the analytical peak for war, I refer back to the, once again, I refer back to Armstrong's model. We have a 300-year coincidence, wave coincidence, of both civil and global war occurring in the several years from now. I think it's a little early for China. We would see signs of them preparing strategically for major war if that were happening, although the Pentagon will know things that we won't get through the media. But I'm not in a position to know that much about that, but I just don't have a feeling that we're that close to it. I think the potential's there. This food shortage issue, here again, this is going to develop over the next couple of years. And who knows where it will go after, be catastrophic. But it's going to create additional pressure. The virus is already causing other supply chain problems that are not going away anytime soon. And then who knows what else is behind that. We have all other viruses to contend with, possibly, and then who knows what else. This is not a time to be relaxed about getting ready for the future. People should be getting together, discussing what they need to do to handle a situation that's very different from life today. That would be my advice. But yes, I think the food shortage, we led in this, although you led the morning with that thing I shot in from Armstrong about the coming famine. Even his discussion underestimates it, I think. I don't think we're going to be in famine just immediately. I think we're going to have increasing food prices for the next year or so.
Right.
Dramatically.
Well, let's give people some time to to establish their own gardens, won't it? And greenhouses.
People growing their own gardens like mad. Something I recommend to people, beet and turnip seed, although they're not very exciting vegetables, they're almost superfoods. And they grow easily. They're rather resistant. They grow fairly quickly. They will tolerate poorer soils and lesser conditions than many other things. And they're extremely valuable root crops, especially the beet, but also the turnip and a few other things. But you can cast the seed easily and get them growing all over, and it's a valuable idea, supplement.
Hold that thought, Steve. Hold that thought. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on the forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 20th of October. This is our Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Steve O'Neill with us. Steve, you've covered a lot of ground today. I did not expect this kind of dissertation from you, and I want to thank you for doing it, sir.
Oh, my pleasure. I didn't expect it to be the Steve O'Neill show today. I guess, is Leon still off? I'd love for him to sum up.
Leon is in the middle of getting ready to put some concrete down, and Steve Van Noon is somewhere in the Appalachian Mountains, unavailable. So it's just you and I.
Okay, well.
That happens. All four of us are busy guys, and we have things we have to do. You're going to get back to your activities in a few minutes, I assume.
A little while, yes. The weather is, of course, dreadful right now, and enjoying the morning off, actually.
Okay. Well, good. Enjoy the day off. I'll be quite busy myself taking care of things I need to do, especially getting my internet connection back up and running properly. Well, Steve, we got about 2 minutes here. What words do you want to leave our audience with this week, sir?
There's so many things, but I think, what Jesus and Buddha gave us insight into our greater purpose together on this planet. We seem so easily to forget about this. Now here we have to talk about things relating to the sky literally falling on us. And you wonder, well, what's this all coming to? I think it's time to change the paradigm that runs this planet. That was what their message was, in essence. That we need to concentrate on our love for our source and for each other. In terms of the logistics of what's happening, I see the Chicken Little effect of Darwinian dispensationalism and the obfuscation that climate change means, on the one hand, versus the current data indicating our deep position in an ELE right now and the catastrophic global thermodynamic imbalance, quite another. We need to be getting together and addressing this. And a positive solution, miracles are possible if people express their love for one another and go to the trouble of addressing the truth. What's happened to that? Our media certainly isn't doing it, and our leaders are not doing it. That means that the rotting crown is not the source of our future, but the roots themselves, the grassroots themselves.
Right.
That would be my message.
Well, that's very good words to live by there. Well, Steve, thank you, sir. We're pretty much out of time. I want to thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back next Tuesday, sir.
A pleasure, John.
Okay.
Godspeed.
Okay, thank you very much. Steve O'Neill, what a guy. I feel privileged to count him as a friend. Tomorrow morning we'll have Chance with us. We'll be talking about what's going on with Simply Clean Foods. Professor McCanny, the second hour, getting caught up with Jim and all the projects he's working on, observations he's making. And, of course, my friend Jeff Nyquist, who is in the middle of moving from the People's Republic of California to the middle of the country. I say good for Jeff. He is a genuine expert on the international communist conspiracy, which we're in the middle of dealing with. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.